The next patient is Edil Rodriguez. The first name, E, Del, D like in Delta, I, L like in Lima. E-D-I-L. And the last name is Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. ...68-year-old, Hispanic male. Referred to the practice by Miss Karen Herrera. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Herrera, H-E-R-R-E-R-A, Garcia. For CKD3B. The patient has a lengthy history of type 2 diabetes that was diagnosed 30 years ago. The patient has had episodes of hypertonic state. And DKA in the past. As a matter of fact, July of 2023, he was admitted with a blood sugar that was way out of control. Period. The patient also has a lengthy history of polycythemia vera. Polycythemia vera. Vera is V like in Victor, E-R-A, that has been evaluated and treated by Dr. Ahmed. The patient apparently was treated with oral medication for a lengthy period of time up until he got resistant to this medication, according to his information. The patient also has a lengthy history of ischemic cardiomyopathy with ejection fraction of 30 to 35%. The patient has an AICD. And he has a history of cardiac catheterization. The most recent one was in June of 2023. A stenting of the right coronary artery was done at that time. The patient has shown deterioration of the kidney function throughout the last months. The serum creatinine that in July 22nd of 2023 was 1.33. And when he was released of the hospital on July 23rd of 2023, the creatinine went even lower to 1.1, and the estimated eGFR is 65. In August and September, the patient has a creatinine of 1.7, and the deterioration of the kidney function was detected, and for that reason the patient has been sent to the office for evaluation and treatment. Period. Among the reasons for this patient to have CKD includes the presence of arterial hypertension, diabetes for a lengthy period of time, coronary artery disease with cardiorenal syndrome, exposure to contrast material. And some degree of acute tubular necrosis when the patient was admitted because of hypertonic state, period. Unfortunately, we don't have any quantification of the protein in the urine. There is not a macroalbumin creatinine ratio. And we are going to do the basic workup in order to complete the assessment. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been oscillating lately under better control. Recently, the serum hemoglobin A1C is 7.2%. Following number. Hyperlipidemia that has been under control. The patient has been taking atorvastatin. Following number. Polycythemia vera that is treated by the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The current blood pressure is 130 over 70. Following number, the patient has been evaluated by Waters-H dermatology because of a patient, because of the presence of a rash in the forearms that is most likely associated to the polycythemia vera. Biopsies have been done pending other results. At this point, we are going to order the basic laboratory workup in order to complete the assessment. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation. We are going to follow the case with you and keep you posted with the progress that we invested. 30 minutes reviewing the hospital admissions and the office notes, as well as the most recent lab. In the face-to-face, we spent 25 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.